Hello, everybody. Welcome to the day before Thanksgiving 2022. Praise Amen. God. And yesterday, we began talking about the woman at the well. And we are learning an extremely important lesson. Not to assume anything. Take the facts. I mean, this is in life. Now, then Jesus made the statement. Well, let's go back to the fourth chapter of John's Gospel. Jesus made the statement, you know a tree by its fruit.
That's right.
So when we hear people say certain things, but you still don't judge it. I don't know why they said it. I don't know what's behind it. So I cannot assume to judge any person. They create a prayer field for me. And, you know, when you watch and listen to what political people say, you always must remember doing and saying things in a political office with a political mind only. The same devil that's tried to destroy Israel all of these years is the same devil that's trying to destroy the United States and stop it from being a United States, to split it. Now, we as prayer people cannot allow that. No. We cannot allow it in ourselves. And there are times that I just don't want to hear that. And anyway, Father, we thank you today that we don't second guess you in your word or just assume it was this way. And I'm asking you to forgive me for doing that where this woman at the well was concerned. She was so special that you, Lord Jesus, actually told her that you were Messiah. That was very, very rare. And you saw fit to call her to preach. So who are we to judge her? And we thank you for this passage of Scripture and its teaching. Thank you, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, go back in there, Professor, and let's look. Well, you take it up from there because... Okay.
So, I don't want to set the whole thing up again about the history, but this is at a very important place. This is Jacob's well. This is between the blessing mountain and the cursing mountain. This is where a king would be hung and they would recite the... Yeah. The blessings.
So now you got Gerizim on one side and Ebal on the other. Shechem is right in the middle.
That's where they're at.
And that, and in those, the pictures that we have of that, it shows where Jacob's well is.
That's correct. And Joshua's altar would have been up the mountain from them there. And they shouted the blessing and the cursing. This nation divided. Now she's part of the group of the Samaritan Israelites. They're Israelites, but they believe that you worship at that mountain, not in Jerusalem. The Judean believers, the Judean Jews believe you worship at Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And this is what the whole split, it's a doctrinal split that's happened between them because of two goofy kings, sons of David. Now the real son of David, the seed of David, is there. He must needs to go through Samaria for this reason right here. He's going to rectify this whole thing. His name is Jesus, Yeshua. This is where Yeshua once stood, so he's fulfilling this. Okay, we talked about that she didn't change husbands. Brother Copeland, I struggled with this story all the time because it didn't match the character and nature of Jesus. It didn't match the way he treated other women and other situations. It seems like this one he's reading her mail, like we like to say, or you know, exposing her, making her look bad. But when you read the whole story, he's not doing that. There's no indication that she had been married these times, with no indication that she was a scandalous woman of any kind. It's scandalous because he's in Samaria talking to a Samaritan. That's what's scandalous. Mm-hmm. And when you look at this, women didn't initiate divorces. It could be possible that her husbands cheated on her or they divorced her with no cause. And it says here that
she could have been barren.
She could have been barren.
And they just kept divorcing her and kept divorcing her.
Which fits the narrative better than her being promiscuous, because that would lend its ear to Sarah, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And all that, restoring things. So he says, thou hast had five husbands, verse 18 of John 4, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, you said truly. Okay, so she's living with somebody who's not her husband. What if it's her brother? What if it's her uncle? Why do we assume that she's, use a term that I hear a lot, shacking up with somebody? We don't know that. It might be that. She might be having an affair with this man. I don't know. We don't know that. It doesn't say that.
We know this.
It could be a distant relative.
We know this. If it was the ugliest you could think of, he called her anyway.
Right. She is surviving.
Yeah.
And she's out there at the well at this time.
But he just looked past any and every bit of her past.
Right.
And turned it completely around.
Yes,
and called her to preach.
He stayed with his purpose.
Yes, he did.
He didn't put her on the cross of justice here. He's letting you know, I know everything. I know all the pain. Here's what he's doing. I know all the pain you've endured. Just like Joseph. This is Joseph's land.
Yes.
Joseph endured a lot of pain by the hands of his brothers. She's a female Joseph is what she is. And he's restoring it because Joseph's bones are buried there. John makes a point.
Yes, he does.
To say that. All right. Shechem is one of the, here's another thing. Shechem is one of the cities of refuge.
Yes.
In Israel, they had cities of refuge. So a city of refuge is a place where you accidentally killed somebody. And now eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But if you can get to a city of refuge, you can live there. But you can't leave the city of refuge.
Yeah, you have to stay there.
You have to stay there. So maybe she has to be at a city of refuge. I don't know. And she's coming to the well at this time, because this is a safe time to get out of town to get water to go back. Who knows? But it's a safe haven. Excuse me. And so she's living outside of the Torah's prescription here. And so there's a special place of God's grace for her, because that's who she meets. Maybe she's there because of a crime. It doesn't say. It's Shechem that Joshua assembled the tribes of Israel, and he challenged them at Shechem to abandon their gods in favor of God. He made a covenant with them. He buried Joseph's bones there. He made them say, as for me and my house, we will. Mm-hmm. This is mm-hmm. where Shechem has.
Yes.
So he's making something for her right there, just like Joshua did before. Choose this day who you're going to serve. You're going to worship in this mountain, or you're going to worship, because I'm telling you, a day's coming when those that will worship in spirit and truth. He's turning her to a new and a better way. He's pointing to the new covenant.
I just heard this from the Lord. The Lord may be calling you today. He may be calling you right now and calling you. He may be calling you to preach. Well, brother, I'm too old. Well, hey. It's better to get it done and old and not just leave it undone. But this is speaking to you right now. Whatever her past was didn't get in the way of Jesus calling her to go preach. And she obeyed him. And she started a meeting in that area.
Yeah, that's right.
Which we will see. I mean, she went in and told about it, and then they called him in there to preach, And they said, oh, we heard her, but now we've heard you ourselves.
Uh-huh. Well, let's look at it. Verse 27, upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Notice that. They marveled that he's speaking to a Samaritan woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or what talkest thou with her? Nobody questioned Jesus.
That's
I
right.
love that about the disciples.
I do too.
There's honor. They see him. They're this is different. Why is he doing this? But they honored him. The woman then left her water pot. Look at her. Look how excited she is. She leaves the water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things I ever did. Is this not the Messiah or the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said to them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, did anybody bring him something to eat? Has any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said to them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say you not that there are 4 months and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white unto harvest. He's pointing them to the harvest
yes.
field in Samaria right here. Guys, these people will believe.
We have to do this.
Yes.
We're called here.
Yeah. Oh. Here we go. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that that whereon you bestoweth no labor. Other men laboreth, and you entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. There she's preaching.
Yes.
He told me all that ever I did. And so when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Jesus not only delivered her, he committed himself to her.
Yes, he did.
And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we've heard him ourselves, and we know that this indeed the Christ, or the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee.
She started a move of God.
She started a revival.
Now,
amongst people that the righteous, the Judeans, they bypass them. How many people, Brother Copeland, have we prejudged and bypassed? Because we don't. Right now, if an evangelist would set up a tent at the southern border, all those people coming into the country, you could have a revival.
Oh.
Like you've never seen. God's royal son came to reunite Israel with Judah, reunite these two people. He reunited her with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, her forefathers, at the very place where the Israelites renewed their covenant in response to God's word. Choose this day who you'll serve. And Jesus did that. He revealed himself to her, told her plainly who he was, and that entire city.
Now, is there traditional information about her, of her future after that?
I don't know of anything after that. But I know that many Samaritans believe on him as a result of that. I mean, they're even mentioned. To the point that Jesus will give a final assignment. Well, first of all, he'll teach the Good Samaritan, won't he? Mm-hmm. The 10 lepers, mm-hmm. and one mm-hmm. comes back thankful. The one that came back thankful was a Samaritan.
Yes, it was. Let's go to that.
Okay. That's over in Luke chapter 17.
There's something very special about this that I want to bring out.
Luke 17, verse 11, mm-hmm. came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have hesed mercy yes. on me, on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. It came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. Now, that's what you do. After leprosy, you go show yourself to the priest. Yes. So where are they going to go? They're going to go to Jerusalem, to the temple, and show themselves to the priest. Mm-hmm. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, Thanksgiving week, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Now, a Samaritan can't go to Jerusalem and show himself to the priest. So what did he do? He showed himself to the priest.
Yes, he did.
That's all he did. He followed the rules. Jesus is my God, he's our high priest and apostle. And so he came and he showed himself to the priest and gave thanks. Exactly as he was instructed, because he's a Samaritan. Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed?
Now, listen to that. How did he know? He said it by faith. He fully expected every one of them to be cleansed as they went.
Yes.
And he just, were there not 10 cleansed? That's his faith speaking. Well, of course there were 10 cleansed.
And they didn't lose their cleansing.
No.
They kept it.
How did they get cleansed? He said it.
That's it.
He didn't think it. He said it. He believed it. And he said it with his mouth. He did exactly what he taught in Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Mm-hmm.
He believed it and he said it.
Mm-hmm.
And to him, there was no possibility of any of them not being cleansed.
That's right. But look at the tension of the day. This goes back to the woman at the well. In verse 18, it says, are there not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger?
Yes.
Now, he's an Israelite, but he's a Samaritan. So he's referred to as a stranger. Do you remember, Brother Copeland? We were strangers and aliens to the covenants of promise.
That's right.
But Christ became the way for us to be partakers of the covenant.
This area right here in this story is just pregnant with revelation. Look at this. There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole.
Yes.
Now, they're lepers. It could have been that the moment he came back, healed, but body parts missing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he said, your faith made you whole. What does that mean? He's been a shut-in. He's been shunned. What kind of financial situation do you think he's in? But his faith made him whole.
Right.
So whatever parts were missing, now he's whole. Whatever financial part is missing, now he's whole. And he did something he knew. He was a Samaritan. He knew he was not supposed to go to Jerusalem.
Right, they can't.
But he just took off anyway.
Well, they'd been united by the sickness. Didn't matter if you were
That's
a Jew
right.
or Samaritan, you're a leper. Leper
but
over Trumped
it. He took Jesus at his word.
Yes, he did.
They shouted, have mercy on us. Because they're all in this thing together. They're all sick and torn up. They all got healed. He was made whole.
And he went to the new covenant high priest.
He did go
to the high priest.
Yes, he did.
He went and knelt at his feet.
Oh, you got to love it.
Jesus says at the end, when he gives us an assignment that was our assignment, he goes, go to Jerusalem, tarry till you're endued with power. And then Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then what did he tell the disciples? The harvest is ready right now.
Now, we're still studying. Words are spiritual containers.
Yes, sir.
This man's words of praise. Mm-hmm. Spoke his faith. And Jesus, and he fell down in worship.
Yes, he did.
While the others went to Jerusalem. Well, I'm not saying they got any less, but here's a man that just took it at face value, knowing he's a Samaritan, knowing Jesus isn't.
Right.
Have mercy on us.
Right.
They were believers.
Yes, sir.
And they really didn't care one way or the other. But they all obeyed. They just took off.
They did.
And as they went, they were cleansed.
They went on a word.
They did.
That's all it was.
And his word, the key word there was mercy. Mm-hmm. They're speaking Hebrew.
That's right.
The key word is the covenant word hesed. Excuse me. And when hesed is called upon, then Jesus in no way can turn it down. He's obligated by that word.
Well, when they said Yeshua, Master, well, that's acknowledging his lordship, have mercy on us. See, that woman at the well called him Lord.
Yes, she did.
And forever changed her and the people of that region. This is why he sent, at that great commission, sent them back there and to all the world. That's the answer. Today, Nablus, Palestinian Authority, sits right there, that city. That's the answer to the problem in the Middle East,
yes,
a revival
yes.
of those two it brothers.
Is. It is.
Would change everything.
Yes. Amen.
And that's what changes America. That's the answer to racism. That's the answer to our immigration problem, is revival of thanks.
Yes.
On the word.
Yes,
will change. Will change this.
Now, nation. This reminds me of the fact, excuse me, that the Bible purposely points out and continues to call her this, Rahab the harlot. Mm-hmm. Now, it tells what she was, but she, and God just looked right past that. He can handle it. It's people that get as shook up about it.
She's in the lineage of Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
But the Bible just continues to point that out.
Yes.
And it's just, this book, oh my, we study this 1,000 years and never get it all. And we're out of time again today. Okay. We'll take it up here tomorrow. Glory to God. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Jesus said, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good." When God's word is in you, you can't help but have excellent results. Learn how you can produce only good things in your life with the audio teaching, Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results by Kenneth Copeland. He says the way to choose life is by attending to his word and speaking faith-filled words. God's word produces health, prosperity, peace, everything good you could ever need. It pleases him to see you blessed, living in the abundance Jesus paid for. What's in your heart is what you'll see in your life. Learn to guard it with the Word of God. When the Word is in you, you're able to speak it by faith. Choose to align your mouth with Him and reprogram your heart from death to life. You are a child of God, so learn to do things His way, the blessing way. God's words received into your heart and spoken out your mouth are His creative force in the earth today. You are His vessel for impacting the earth. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's series entitled Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. Available on MP3 disc at kcm.org/TV special. Or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now in that scripture, Jesus is called the only begotten Son of God. But when Jesus was raised from the dead, He defeated the devil, He stripped him of his power, and Jesus is now called the first begotten Son. It was God's desire through Jesus' work of redemption that many sons be brought to glory. God wanted His family. Jesus made a way for you and for me to become part of His family. Jesus has made us the righteousness of God in Christ, and now we can stand in the presence of the Most High God without any guilt or shame or condemnation. It all starts with making Jesus the Lord of your life. Pray this with me out loud. Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and do something with it, and I will serve You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Now, we want to help you learn more about your new life in Christ, and we have a free gift for you called the Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria. And there are also brochures to help you get started reading and studying your Bible. Just go to kcm.org to request your free copy of the Salvation Package, and we'll get that sent to you right away.
Isn't this a wonderful book? Brother Hagin would say, we have inside information. Yes, it's inside this book.
Yes, sir.
And as you study it, and really, this is the reason we need one another. Because what Professor Stevens is talking about here, all the years, 55 years of studying this book, I didn't stop long enough to see that. I just assumed that she's just a no good. But I don't know that. But I do know Jesus loved her. So we'll take it up here again tomorrow, and we'll talk more about words being spiritual containers. Until then, remember these words that contain God loves you. You agree with that?
Yes.
We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Yes. Glory to God.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Request the Salvation Package free on kcm.org/salvation.